USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are cheering the passage of a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill in the Senate.
After years and years of infrastructure week, we're on the cusp of an infrastructure decade that I truly believe will transform America.
19 Republicans voting yes on the nearly $1.2 trillion spending bill. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, not one of them.
The Democrats want to give billions of dollars to unelected bureaucrats in the Biden administration to spend however they please. As Admiral Akbar said in Star Wars, it's a trap!
In financial news, the Dow gaining 162 points to close at 35,264. You're listening to USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is resigning following a bombshell sexual harassment report. Cuomo saying it's best for the state and will only help New York move forward. Former assistant to Cuomo, Susan Del Pierzo, saying it was Cuomo's only choice.
He really has no remorse. He had no other choice but to move forward with resignation. As Ron and Tom have said, he had no allies anywhere.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over for the governor in 14 days. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is beginning a three-day fast today during lunchtime with his wife. The Democrat governor taking to Twitter, urging other Louisianans to join him in fasting and prayer to honor the state's health care workers. The governor also writing that he's urging everyone to protect their neighbors and themselves by getting vaccinated and wearing masks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A new study finds that black and Hispanics remain less likely than their white counterparts to have received a vaccine, which complicates a convenient narrative that the COVID-19 pandemic continues to be because of stubborn white male anti-vaccine Trump Republicans. The Kaiser Family Foundation did a study on August 2nd and found that less than half of black and Hispanic people have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccines in a vast majority of states reporting data. Regarding the reporting that we're seeing around COVID-19 and whether people should receive the shot or hold off on getting the shot or not get it altogether, pollster Frank Luntz sat down with a focus group to discuss vaccines and vaccine hesitancy.
The public is asking a question, why do we only hear the bad news? There was a gentleman in that focus group who talked about, and I respect it, talked about all the people who got COVID and recovered, talked about all the people who have not gotten COVID, some members of the family got it, some members did not. But in the end, it's the responsibility of all of us, Howie, you and I, and everyone involved, to be able to communicate the facts efficiently, effectively, and accountably. And the key in all of this is the public doesn't know where to go for the truth.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the National Security Agency's watchdog announced a review of spying allegations concerning Fox News host Tucker Carlson. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.